Welcome back, Contians, to another episode of Iconte Even Podcast. I'm your host, Lakota Tao. This is going to be episode 39. And on this episode, I just share with you my new journaling practices and some of my goals for 2020. And then some juicy gossip. I guess it's not gossip anymore, but just juicy happenings that affect me personally, I think. I mean, not really, but you'll see. I hope you guys enjoy. Check it out. So on today's episode, I wanted to share with you my new journaling practice. So journaling is something that all great minds have gotten into or did consistently over, you know, basically their entire adult life. Namely Benjamin Franklin, Nikola Tesla, just to name a couple. I have done it on and off for many, many years, but I was never consistent with it. I mean, I'm really not consistent with anything. The only thing that I'm consistently doing is being inconsistent. So take that for what it is, but I am but human and flawed, and the only thing we can do is recognize those flaws and try and adapt. So that's what I've been doing. So with being quarantined, it gives me a lot of time to think. And I'm using that time to also reflect. Now, I've always been a very reflective person as it is, but I very rarely and seldom write them down, like all those reflections. So, what I've challenged myself to do for, you know, the foreseeable future is get into a habit of journaling consistently. And I've broken it down into very, very simple steps. So let me grab my journal from up here. So I've broken down my journal page into four quadrants. One will be for my roses, so the good things that happen during the day. My thorns, the bad things that happen during the day. My gratitude list. And then my goals. Now, my goals quadrant is split up in half. So I have the goals for today, like what are my daily tasks that need to be done, right? So I prioritize the most important task. Of course, little things will get done throughout the day, but these are the most important ones that need to be done. And then I have this year's goals. So what are my five ultimate goals for this year, for 2020? And I also write in parentheses how many weeks are left out of the year. So I can keep reminding myself, okay, this is how much time I have. So I want to share with you guys this year's goals. And they may be different than yours because we're all in different stages of our lives. But these are the five main things that I am prioritizing for this year. So the first one is to become more financially stable. So being in a commission job where, you know, I have my good weeks and I have my great weeks and I have weeks of like no sales because I'm not working. And so my goal for 2020 is just to have money consistently coming in and not having to bank on savings or even go into more debt for anything, right? So the goal is just to pick myself out of any kind of student loan debt or anything like that and pay off my car and my couch and stuff like that. But just, you know, consistently bringing in money so that I have more money to save and money to spare. Also, by the end of 2020, I want to weigh 210 pounds. So that's a big goal, just to lose about a pound a week more, a little bit less. I think I broke the 240 this week. I don't know. I didn't weigh myself. Totally forgot to. I need to weigh myself. But the goal is to weigh 210. And that's, you know, for the purpose of health. So I try and have something that's like financial, family oriented, or health reasons as my goals. Now, most of these are going to be financial or health related because those are the things that need work, right? So weigh 210 pounds, work for my dreams. And I kept that open-ended. Usually you want to make your goals very specific, like becoming financially stable is very vague as well, but it encompasses many things that I'm personally aware of, so I know what I need to work on. But work for my dreams, so meaning getting better at improving the podcasting abilities, improving my communication skills, my marketing skills online, improving my consistency. So just working for my dreams and not allowing any kind of situation like COVID or, I don't know, I guess lack of content to be an excuse anymore to like it, keep improving no matter what. And there's always something to share. So just working for my dreams. So no matter what I'm doing, making sure that I'm putting in the work for these side hustles that, you know, I'm passionate about. The next goal is build my brand. And I have in parentheses 1,000. So my goal when I first started the Facebook page Icont Even was to build a following of 1,000 people. So 1,000 people following the page, liking the page by the end of 2020. And so ultimately that's also my goal on pretty much all the platforms is to grow my following on each of them to about 1,000. Of course, I definitely want more, but that's just my goal for the first year, right? And then the next year would be 5,000. The next year would be 10,000 or whatever it is. So right now I'm doing pretty well though. I started the Facebook page in like the end of November, beginning of December. And I think I'm at 280. For Facebook, so I'm almost a third there. I'm past the quarter mark, so I think I'm at pace to hit my goal, and so just keep working on that. And then lastly, save $5,000. So if you know me, I've never been very financially literate, and working in the industry that I work in, I'm very... I wouldn't say like there's, I'm definitely close with quite a bit of people at Vivint, but I'm heavily influenced by their financial savviness. And so one thing that I've wanted to improve, one thing I wanted to improve was to just become a lot more financially literate than I've been over, you know, the course of my adulthood. And so the first step is like really just like finish paying off my loans and getting ahead of the curve, but also saving and investing. So saving $5,000 is just a small goal to like motivate me while I'm paying off debts, but also to build that habit of saving that I've never had in the past. You know, my ability to save money is, you know, as gifted as a moose flying. It's just not there. So I'm learning to adapt and change my spending habits, which, you know, I'm human. I'm not perfect by any means. But just changing those spending habits so that I'm focusing more on building my net worth instead of building, you know, a collection of depreciating items, right? Materialistic stuff that I don't need, right? I have a great car. I have a roof over my head. I have a wonderful wife. I have 3 wonderful ferrets. I have all the clothes I could ask for. There's not much I need. So instead of spending on more shoes, more Nikes and stuff like that, you know, I'm deciding to put that money towards my financial health. Also investing more, and how I'm doing that is I'm investing more in like my health as well, right? The healthier you are, the healthier you eat, the less maintenance, I guess, less costly maintenance that you require. So April and I are sticking to whole foods, and we drifted away, especially during this whole quarantine thing. We were just, not that we were eating like crap, it's just I was eating often. So it doesn't matter if you're eating really great food, right? Even if you're vegan, you could still eat unhealthily. And it's all about portion control. So I've dialed back again and started eating. So today we started consuming smoothies. So at least one or two smoothies a day, where it's like healthy stuff, right? No like artificial sugars or anything like that. It's like really healthy stuff, including kale and spinach and arugula and fruits, just whole fruits. And even tonight, I tried something that I've never tried in my life. And you can try this. It was 1 cup water, 1 cup, frozen kale. It was just fresh kale that I put in Ziploc bags and put in the freezer. So they were like really crispy tonight. So I put a cup of kale, blended that together. Then I squeezed a whole lime into it and then blended that again. And I just gulped that down probably an hour ago. And it was tasty. Like, if you know the taste of kale, you're like, what? You don't even taste kale. You just taste lime. That's it. So that was really yummy. And I'm focusing more right now on getting my protein, which I didn't hit today. I was about 50 grams away from hitting my protein goal. So I got to start focusing on getting that in somehow. But getting my protein between 150 and 200 grams, and then getting fiber, at least 30 grams of fiber every day. So, and that's for healthy bowel movements, TMI, but also like it makes you feel fuller. So when you're cutting back on calories, you want to make sure that you're getting a lot of like leafy greens and like high fiber contents, because they stay in your body longer. And they're not, your body doesn't absorb it, so it just gets pushed through. So it helps you feel more satiated, more like less hungry. So that's what I've been working on, and it's something that you can work on too. Another thing that I wanted to talk about on this podcast episode is the rumors. I guess it's not a rumor anymore. One of my favorite morning shows that I've been listening to for over 15 years now, or about 15 years now, the Kane Show. So there's a little bit of controversy happening there. I don't know what it is. I'm still trying to find answers. But Kane, also known as Peter Diebler, is his legal name, stepped down as the host of his show, The Kane Show, that's been around for 15 years. And there's, you know, of course, anybody who's in live broadcasting of any sorts, or you understand that industry, knows there's no explanation for at least months to years after that happens. And it's because they usually have a non-disclosure agreement of some sort. So nobody talks about it, and they never get a chance to explain themselves on the show either. So I'm kind of left in the dark. I just found out my stepmom sent it to me, and I didn't even respond to that. I should have. She sent it to me on Facebook. But I looked it up for myself, and I was just shocked. So, you know, that was, I just want to give props to Kane and like intern John and Rose and Riley and Eric and all those. Everybody from that show has been like a huge inspiration to me wanting to get into podcasting. There's a lot of people that have influenced this, but they were like my first love for morning radio shows and talk radio shows in general. And from there, I branched out to Elvis Duran and Mojo in the Morning. And then from there, I branched out into podcasts like My Day Friday podcast, or 20-somethings Doing Nothing podcast, or Joe Rogan and Tim Ferriss and all that. So I really owe it to Kane and you know, even the original group, Sammy Kay and Sarah Fraser, but especially the new group now that have taken over what's called Your Morning Radio Show. I owe it to them for starting this, because without them, there wouldn't be an Icon Even podcast, because that's where I found my true love. So whatever happened, I hope it was out of, I don't know, like good faith is the right thing, but I hope it was for a better opportunity for both. Like IJ, intern John, definitely deserves to host a show. He's hilarious. He's talented. So maybe this was Kane's way of just passing the reins on and just being like, okay, here's your show, now I'm going to go do something else. I don't know what that is, or if there's bad blood. I wouldn't have known. I know there's been a lot of controversy around the show and the co-hosts leaving and stuff like that. And there's a lot of controversy around Kane or Peter, but I hope all is for the best. And I don't know. I just wanted to share that with everyone. You know, I have quite a few, quite a bit of listeners from the East Coast area where they broadcast, and they're syndicated all the way to the Midwest. So if you're affected by this, hit me up. Maybe we can gossip and figure out what it is, because there's nobody's talking. So I've not been able to find any answers. If you have answers, please DM me or shoot me a comment or let me know, because I'm definitely curious. Fact number one. Continental plates drift at about the same rate as fingernails grow. Now, if it's at the same rate as my fingernails grow, then that's very, very fast. I have to trim my nails. I'm a nail biter. If I didn't bite my nails, I would have to trim them at least once a week. Because they get so long and they grow very, very fast. Same with my toenails. My toenails have to be clipped at least once a week or a week and a half. So that's kind of crazy fast, but on average, probably not that fast. So the actual speed is about a millimeter a week. So yeah, I guess that maybe I'm average. Tectonic plates, which divide the Earth's continents, drift because of the heat that pushes its way up the surface from the Earth's core, up to the surface from the Earth's core. This is the same activity that causes earthquakes and volcanic activity. If you're from Alaska, we all know, right? Anchorage is part of the Ring of Fire. We're right there on a very, very large fault line. That's why Alaska is famous for its earthquakes. Especially like the... I don't even remember when that was. I think it was in the 40s or so, when the big earthquake went through and like basically cut Anchorage in half. But we definitely know about all this activity. At the rate they move, the tectonic plates end up drifting between 1 and 2 inches each year. It's actually, I didn't know that. That's kind of a lot. 1 to 2 inches. Fact number two. The German word Kummerspeck means weight gained from emotional eating. And I think all of us can relate to that. I've definitely delved into a lot of comfort food and a lot of sweets this past few weeks. Just being quarantined. Not that I'm like... I don't know. I mean, I don't mind being home. My job allows me to be home a lot of the time, but everyone's home. So there's baking happening. There's a lot of just snacking and lounging around happening. So I think a lot of us are experiencing Kummerspeck. One of many words that are untranslatable in English is Kummerspeck, which literally translates to grief bacon or sorrow fat. Bacon might not be your bench food of choice, but the idea remains the same. Whether you chow down on cured meats, ice cream, or candy during times of emotional crisis, Kummerspeck adds insult to injury. It's also proof that the idea of food as comfort is cross-culturally understood. I don't think that was ever up for debate. We're humans, right? To some extent, humans are going to be emotional eaters. Right, especially nowadays in modern times where, you know, most people, especially in developed countries, most people have access to food. Well, I can't even say that. I guess instead of saying most people, instead of generalizing, one factual statement I can make is that food is more accessible than it ever has been in the past, especially if you compare it on a generational basis. Right, the further back you go, the less accessible food is, or readily accessible. Nowadays, it doesn't matter where you live in a developed country, there's probably going to be a convenience store, a grocery store, or some kind of shack where you can purchase food. So I can definitely see how humans have evolved to include emotional eating. Now, back when we were, you know, just basically like barely bipedals, I could see us not emotionally eating. You know, we didn't have time. We didn't have the luxury of time of sitting around and pondering our emotions. We had to survive, which means staying like up in trees, walking long distances, foraging for food. But over the years, since it's become readily accessible, we have time. We don't have to farm or forage or hunt for our food. We can just go buy it. So that affords us more time to think. So I could definitely see like Coomer spec or emotional eating as just a human thing in general. All right, Kantians, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. That's all I got for you. Please like and subscribe. Share it with your friends and family. Share it with your neighbors. Feel free to follow me at my blog, icontiven.home.blog. I'm going to have some new content up this week. Check out our CBD store at philosapothecary.com. That's philosapothecary.com. There'll be a link in the description. There you'll be able to find super affordable, high quality CBD oil. Right now we offer full spectrum, 1500 milligram and 500 milligram bottles. Plus my wife makes homemade soap. So you'll be able to actually purchase some CBD soap from that site at super affordable rates. Usually that soap goes for 15 or more per bar. Ours goes for 5. Plus right now we have completely free shipping. So it doesn't matter where you are in the United States, you'll be able to order this. Right now I'm just sticking to the United States, so I'm sorry for my international listeners. I don't offer shipping there yet, but give it some time. I'll figure out the logistics of that whole ordeal. Go ahead and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. All IContEven, you'll be able to find me. And I should have a pretty cool guest this Sunday. I'm only having episodes on Sunday for Shoot the Shit Sunday when I have a guest. This past Sunday was my wife's birthday. I wasn't going to record. I said I was going to. I shouldn't have said that. But this week, if I can land the guest that I want, you guys should be in for a really cool episode. Again, check out Vinewood's new single. It just dropped, called Silence. You can find it on Spotify or Apple Music or anywhere you listen to music. Cabe Wyatt and them are just, they're geniuses. It sounds great. So go ahead and check it out. And I should talk to you guys on Sunday. If not, you'll catch another episode Wednesday. Have a great rest of the week. Peace.